Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. QL moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollingsworth moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollingsworth moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hollingsworth scores. One out. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hollingsworth strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tucker. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Tucker throws the ball into Cuccinello, who tags Gutteridge trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tucker moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Curtwright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Hodgen moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.